and the powers that's to come. If they shall, watch this now, if they shall fall away, to renew them again into repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God afresh, put him in open shame. All right, now let's wait right there. Just give me just a couple minutes on this. All right, now, if they shall fall away, and they did fall away, they turned out, they tasted the heavenly gift, they tasted of the good word of God, they tasted the power of that anointing, discerning secrets of the heart and all them miracles and everything. And then what they do, they fell away from it. Put it on the outside of the church world. Now the Lord says, now if they shall fall away and crucify the Son of Man afresh, just exactly as they crucified Jesus at Calvary, they've done it again today through Brother Brandon. And put him and made him an open shame. I want to ask you something. How did they make Jesus an open shame? They stripped him off naked. And what's this bunch of preachers done? They stripped Jesus off naked. Everything that he clothed, trying to clothe the church with, they took it off.
Amen.
Didn't leave even a loincloth on him. Shamed him. They shamed Jesus before the world. Shamed him. There's many people sitting at home now because they've been shamed. Go to church and see some guy crawling around, jumping like a rabbit in the church or something, thinking that's God. Everybody shouting, screaming, hollering, or some kind of crazy thing, jumping across the chairs. And anybody tells the people, say, oh my, if that's the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. They said he was tongues, then go out and live like a devil. Shame. Said, if they shall fall away, and they did, and crucify the Son of God afresh, put him in open shame. See? Now watch here. If they shall want to renew themselves again in repentance. First it said, if they shall fall away and want to renew themselves again in repentance. What did he say? It is impossible. Jesus said through Paul here, it is impossible for those people that have sat under the ministry of the shout, turned them down, crucified them behind their pulpits. Amen. Now, watch here. Now, watch this now closely. Impossible for those people that have sat under the ministry of the shout, turned them down, crucified them behind their pulpits.
Amen.
Now, watch here. Now, watch this now closely. After the indictment comes, the jury finds them guilty. Now, the white-wigged judge, the authority of God, the white horse rider, comes down on a white horse, and Brother Brown says, we'll ride this trail one more time.
Amen.
I may say amen. Now remember, now what was it? That great revelation of white horse rider? It was a chain link fence run from the east to the west. And this chain link fence is the word of God. And it was tied to a great rock in the... And the man on that white horse started riding the horse in the east. And he rode it right down through the west. In supreme authority. And what did he say? He rode up beside of one of them preachers in that big horse. And said, get off of here. You ain't got no right out here on the field. God ain't ordained you to preach this message. Get off of here. You false prophet, you. Is that what he said? Is that what you're looking for? That's what's going to be. Tied to a great rock in the east and it rode out west. Alright. Now notice here. Oh, he that troubleth Israel is dead now. We can do anything we want to. Till Osmer. I ain't wanting to criticize, but I just got to criticize. I don't mean to, don't want to, but this just got to be criticized.
Yes.
walking out an old flare, bell bottom, big old flare striped pants, big old round ruffled shirt, and hair all wigged down in the back, hanging down her shoulders. Saying, oh, I ain't against long hair. That's right, you ain't against nothing. Just get the money. Just a bunch of hog slop dogs. Nothing but dogs and hogs. That's all it is. Like a hog to the water and a dog to their vomit. Oh, he the trouble with this laying around no more, and you can get by with it. You think you're getting by with it. You've already been indicted, and now the judge is coming for to tell you your judgment. True? Now I notice that the white horse rider didn't ride till after the indictment. Now they've been indicted and found guilty, and now the supreme authority. It takes supreme authority to judge souls.
Amen.
But they're going to get some judgment.
Amen.
All right, now here we go. Let's close. Now here the revival breaks out. Now let's just say it. It may not be. Then again, it might be. That the Lord set up a great big tent out here. And somehow, I believe he will. I believe he will. I spoke to Brother Ruddle, didn't realize what he's saying in a car coming from his church over was over in Louisville, going overlooking the truck. And it was going along there, and Brother Ruddle's talking about all them people left the church, and now they left the other church, and now they don't know what to do. Yes, I said, I didn't realize what I was saying. I said, yes, Brother Ruddle, they'll all be back when they set that big tent up out here. And something come down that car, picked me up out of the seat, boy, and shook me. Oh, I said, my, I must have said something right. I was down in Georgia, stopped by to see the little left-handed preacher down there, you know. And I told, you don't, remember the dreams that I told? Wrote? I began to tell one of the dreams, or many that's come in the last few months. I began to tell a dream about this white horse and all the brothers, all the ministry getting behind it. And when I related that dream to Brother Mike, the power of God hit him and he just couldn't hardly stand. And then there, and then quick in that just built my faith up, you know, just to reach out there for that, you know. And then in the car coming from Jeffersonville, I said it again, he'd come down, just whammed the car with his power, you know. Oh, I felt so good. I just lasted for days, you know. And then let's just, Lord forgive me if it's wrong, but Brother Branham presumed a few things. And let's just, how many like to see it? Well, there's nothing harm in wanting it, is it? How many want to see it? How many like to see the Lord set a big tent up out there? All right. Let's just say, all right, now here we got the indictment, right? The indictment's already come, and now they're all going along just whistling, you know, and just riding in their Cadillacs and just taking the old widow's house and taking the old widow's pension, just slopping all up, and bigger crowds coming, all just having a big heyday, you know. Never mention William Brahms no more, old false prophet, old Jesus only, old see the serpent doctrine, bawling all the women out. All the women got their hair cut off, just loving their little prophets, you know, and they're all just having a big, wonderful time. T.L. Lawson's wife dressed up to here now, no sleeves in her dress. One time she wouldn't sit before Brother Branham like that. Him with his hair all hanging down and going on building a great. About the time the judge walks out, the king,
amen,
with a sword in his hand, a big long, hides in some little old brother. And a bunch of people that believes every word he said, all screaming, hollering, hosannas to the Lord. And he set up a big tent there, bigger than any of them's ever saw eye on before. And they hear that there's some man down speaking word, creating arms and legs and everything else.
Amen.
Then imparting eternal life to people that never seen nothing like it in all their life.
Amen.
Here they all come. Here they all get up on the platform.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, right behind it.
Oh,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, once a little man walks out, opens his notebook, starts his message, and gets it coming down just about like this morning on a diamond, you know, and all that. And then, once. wants the Lord, he'll turn around. He'll say, what do you think of William Branham, that God sent him, or was he a man? Oh. How about all you preachers out there that was coming down the tabernacle to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Huh? Oh, you can hear a pin drop, I bet you. And then you know what? Somewhere along there, I don't know when it'll be, but somewhere along there, the Lord himself will speak out. And he'll turn around and drop the judgment upon them. When they see that little sister out there receive the Holy Ghost, eternal life. When they see these men out here really demonstrating the real gifts of the Spirit and the real power of God, and they see that their ministry's come to naught, and God raising up little people in the power of God upon them. And then they'll begin to examine what they got. And they'll come in and want to receive that. And you know what? The Lord in some little human being turn around and pronounce judgment upon them. Christ said, woe unto you, you false prophets, you. You with your wig down hair and your big silk suits on, riding in your Cadillac, you false prophets that beat my little prophet down and crucified him, talked about him like a dog. You blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Turn around and look them all in the eye. And you know what? It'll scare them so bad because there's so much power and presence of God there. They don't dare. They're too scared to stand to their feet. And some of them, at least one of them, or some of them's going to stand up and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not do these great miracles? Did we not cast out devils? Oh, I'm TL, I'm a war, I'm this. And then Jesus said he'd say to them in that day, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never did know you. You were never belonged to me. I never begot you. I didn't know you. You're not my children. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You know, we thought for years that was up in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb. The supper's down here. The marriage supper, you've been sitting here eating it for I don't know how long. And I don't know where some of you woke up yet or not. Honey, you're entering in on the invitation that you've been given. You've been eating on it.
Oh, hallelujah!
Eating right off the marriage supper table. Where you think you've been eating at? Huh? Now I say, depart from me, you bunch of workers of iniquity. I never did know you. Oh, Lord, but I'm TL. I'm a war. I'm sorry. I never did know you. What did you say your name was? No. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Now, see, they knew that was the Lord speaking out of that man. Why, that's not over in the millennium at the white throne judgment. No. That's here on earth.
Amen.
Said, Lord, Lord. He said, no, sir, I never did know you. Depart from me. You're heading for the tribulation. And you know what the Bible said? And said there be weeping and wailing. There's Esau. There's old Esau that sees he don't get the birthright and he repents with bitter tears. There'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth when they see the Lord God in his mighty power. Now, what did our scripture say? And they shall be banished from the presence of the Lord. Just be put right out. And the glory of his power when he comes to be admired in his saints. But the saints out there will be admiring the Lord, just glorifying God. All of them getting filled with the Holy Ghost. And the others and can't get it because they turned down the invitation and was indicted by Malachi 4 and 5. And now the great judge comes forth after the indictment and pronounced the judgment. What is the judgment? You blasphemed the Holy Ghost. You can't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're going through the tribulation. Amen. Now, the only way that any of them can be saved is to run from the Catholic Church and lay down their lives. Hunted down like dogs. Now, children, let's bow our heads. You say, will it be that way, Brother Bob? Yes.
Never.
Yeah, it'll be that way. Scriptures will be that way. How God will do it, he may not do it in the Big Ten. I don't know, but that'll happen. That'll happen down here on earth. And the man that thought he had the wedding garment on will be put outside. Now for sister, come to the piano, please. Yes, old Elijah. The old crank, the one that troubleth all the congregation, is gone. Good riddance. Good riddance. He got in false doctrine. And the wrath of God fell upon him. Shame upon him. The Lord Jesus revealed from the second time in wrath and judgment to those who didn't obey his gospel. But oh, I like the rest of it. But to you that believe, he comes to be admired in you. It's going to make all them come and worship before you. And he's going to make them know that he's loved you because you've loved his word. Ain't that precious? They'll all come and worship before you, said. Those that say that they're spirit-filled or not, and you found them out to be liars. Said they'll make them come and worship before thy feet. And I'll make them know that I have loved you. When? When he comes to be admired in all of his saints. When God comes down to tabernacle himself in your vessels. Let us pray. Great Jehovah God, I'm completely unfit. I'm unworthy, Lord. I'm unfit, Lord, to stand in the pulpit and say such wonderful, to be able to say such wonderful things that eyes have never seen or ears have never heard these things, Lord. It's never been uttered, Lord, from the foundation of the world. God, give us a heart to comprehend it all, won't you, Lord? Help us to realize the greatness of God in this hour. Oh, Lord, help us. Jesus, help us. When we see thy greatness and realize that you're revealing all these things to us, it's so terrifying and fearful, Lord. Have mercy upon each and every one here this morning, Lord. And Lord, that those that said and heard this revelation month after month and year after year, Lord, if they're sitting here and they don't have no revelation, God, I pray that they'll find a little place to pray. And Lord, that you reveal to them the sin that's lying at the door, that it may be put away before it's too late. That Christ might be revealed from heaven to them, Lord, in a personal revelation to their soul. Father, we thank you for Christ. We thank you for Jesus Christ that's been revealed in this hour through his word. And Lord, God, I love the people, Father. Lord, I ain't got nothing against Mr. Graham, Mr. Osborne, Mr. Roberts and all these great preachers. I ain't got nothing against them personally, Lord. But God, they crucified the Son of God afresh, put him to an open shame. And they're going on happy now, Lord. They got rid of old Elijah. But his voice is still lingering on. God, you know what I mean. You see all my tears, Lord, my heart. Lord, I don't want nobody to ever hear my name. But oh, Lord, come and make them ashamed, God, for treating your prophet the way they've done. Lord, my whole life is tied up in that, Lord. my heart today, Lord. I live for that day. Lord, just to see them made ashamed for what they've done. Lord, 7 years gone by. I guess some maybe, Lord, mistreated him, done passed away and into the grave. But most of them are still going on in their great ministries. Lord, even as the angel of the Lord showed the prophet with the peas upon his plate that he didn't eat, the Lord told him that his message would swallow all of them up. One day, Lord, their eyes is coming open. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. Oh, prepare me. Change me, Lord. Move me and make me, God. Help me to meet this hour. Oh, God, help these people here that's heard these things. Have mercy upon them and bless them. I love them. And they love this revelation, Lord. And, Lord, they don't look to man, but they look to thee, Father. Realizing, Lord, we're sinners saved by the grace of God. We thank you, Father. I thank you for this great privilege to be able to stand in this end time and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ revealed in his own word. I sit here, Lord, and I see little souls out here feasting upon the revelation. God bless their hearts. Give them the desires of their heart. Come, O Lord, make thy word live again. Let the great white horse rider start his ride across the earth, from the east to the west, around the world one more time. Come and vindicate your Elijah today. Let God be revealed from heaven with his mighty angel. Grace and mercy, and in wrath and judgment. Father, hide us from the wrath of God. Hide us from the judgment. May the blood be applied to every soul here this morning. May they get a revelation of the blood of Christ. Father, now we thank you and praise you for all these things. In Jesus' name, let us stand our feet. I'm sorry I had to keep you so long. I'm glad you come anyway.
Amen.
What page is that, sister? Let's sing number 322. Start that off, Brother Shaw, my voice is yours.
Come with your power and grace of love. our head down this last stanza while our sister plays it through. Now I want to ask you a question as your pastor. Now you come to hear all these things, but if your heart isn't right with God, what good is it? It just bounces right off of you. But oh, to have your heart right in the sight of God. What good is your life anyway? The prophet of God has done indicted the church world, indicted the clergy, indicted the whole world is under the wrath of God. It's to be burnt by 77. Now what good? It's going to be that you's even born. Be better that you's never born and head for the regions of the lost. What about your soul? Is your heart right in the sight of God? What greater thing could you have than the gift of heaven? What greater thing could you have than the crimson flood of Jesus Christ? To have your sins plunged beneath that flood by revelation of God. Is your heart right in the sight of God? When you see people out here, such wickedness and immorality, such... Do you realize that they couldn't be riding up down the streets wicked as they did last night? Got up this morning loaded down with wickedness and perverseness, lasciviousness and idolatry, fornication and all kinds of ungodliness. Do you realize that they wouldn't even be here today? It doesn't be burnt to ashes if it wasn't for you that's covered by the blood this morning. They don't realize that. They don't realize they're already under the judgments of God. And just immediately, when the last elected one comes into the God, the wrath of God, California, will sink instantly. California will drop clear off. Millions and untold millions and millions will perish. Every tall building will come shaking to the ground. Thousands miles of coastal line cities and all people that's there today will drop down miles deep to their watery grave. And it'll throw the whole nation of America into repentance. But it'll be too late. But it may not be too late for you this morning. How do you know, young lady, young man, mother, dad, how do you know you may not be here tomorrow? And your carcass will be laying there in a casket, the skin worms crawling in and out. What good is anything outside of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Is your heart right with God this morning? What would you give in exchange for your soul this morning? Would you give in exchange to live 5 years and have your own way and have a big time? Can't you see enough that the wages of sin is death? Can't people see that the teenagers has gone mad? And they've learned their whole lives. The young ladies have learned their bodies. And they're filled with syphilis and gonorrhea and all kinds of filth and muck and gum. What kind of fun is that? That ain't fun. That's death, friend. Oh, children. Mamas and dads, what would we give in exchange for your soul? Wouldn't you give up your life? There's a payday. There's a paycheck coming around the corner.